Blog Talk Radio.
Great people. We have business experts, teacher actions, actors. Frankie is looking
powerful in that red dress. That's all I gotta say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she has so much to say as far as health and fitness and just wellness. Mm-hmm. That is just mm-hmm. awesome. And so we're gonna have them on as soon as we can get set up with their PR person. We actually just met them. We got cards. Mm-hmm. We had great conversation.
Mm-hmm. The dialogue is great, and we have a great person. We went from prison to mayor. He's actually a mayor. He has a book out, and it's called
Inmate Mayor.
The Inmate Mayor. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a mayor that actually went to prison from armed robbery, and he came back, and he's actually the mayor of the people
of
in the town that they sent him
right.
to prison for. That's just great. That's just great. So stay tuned. We're going to have some great shows coming up, and we hope you guys are excited as we can myself.
Absolutely, T. Absolutely. This is like, you know, we're doing it live, so everything, this is like so last minute. Oh, we got Sneaky New House in the house. Hey.
Hi.
Hold on.
Hold on, Tamika's gonna ask me.
Did I just cut the line? My bad, y'all.
Hello.
Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Am I talking to? Okay. She's being all professional. She ain't paying attention to me. Hello. Hello.
What is you doing?
Tamika, tell us a little bit about your event you got going on this weekend. It's so fabulous up in here. So fabulous. You're doing your thing, Miss Lady. Tell us
about
thank
you, Mama.
Going to get everybody out here. Tell everybody about the different events you have planned. Because you have so many different events planned this weekend. So everybody.
So, three-day weekend before event. Tonight, we have a good plan. We have Omar Tyree here, DJ Sadef, Hintanon, Mariola, Swift, Mary Monroe, Mary Morrison, Stacey Covetilee, we have Jessica Young, Victor McGrathen. We have so many great blend of writers here. I'm really, really excited. A lot of them I just met for the first time as well. And I'm making sure they get them up out of their seats, mixing the mingling, dancing, eating, networking. Because we have a lot of influential people here. We have people from Bravo Centric. Who was the other network? VH1. All of them are going to be coming out for the movie screening of Secrets tonight. So I'm really, really excited about that. If you guys are in Atlanta, go to aanbcawards.com, get your tickets, and come to the red carpet ceremony tomorrow night. Y'all be blessed.
Yes, make sure you head on over here. This platform is phenomenal. And I do believe this is located at 45 Finney here in Atlanta, Georgia. So make sure you guys head on over there and check this out. We got some great, great shows, great, great authors. And I see Lisa's over there talking to author Swift. He is the author of Motivation. That's a great show. I read his first book. It's phenomenal. And he did tell us that he was going to be here at the book fest, so I'm going to get on over there and say hi to him in just a few. So you just heard from Author Tamika, letting everybody know what's going to be going on this weekend. So even though it's hot in Atlanta, it's nice and cool in this platform. So come on in. Enjoy yourself. Get to meet these great people. And mix and mingle. And get to know these authors up close and personal. Back here on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is seriously hot, Lance, this weekend. It is 97 degrees outside. Me and Tony was chilling all morning long. And we came outside and got in the car to go to Tammy Capri's, had a book signing in Morrow, Georgia, at Nubian Bookstore. Awesome, awesome time. If you are in the Morrow area, if you live in Atlanta, if you are an author, if you are a publisher living in Georgia, you should know Nubian Bookstore. Make sure you go in there. Meet and greet. Shake hands.
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous owner. I got to meet him today.
Yes, we have a great time. And also, he's really successful
little bit. He is a great author. I was telescoping a little bit earlier. He was telling us his book, so make sure you check him out. We're going to have him on the show as well. We are. Absolutely, absolutely. We have some fabulous, fabulous guests. We have author DJ Fidel. He has A Single Man, A Married Woman. He is here at the AAMBC Awards. We have author Derek Justice here. Author Omar Tyree is in the house.
Yes, and actually, I'm looking over here. We have two
ready.
Oh.
Okay. So we live on air or we just talking to each other? Yeah, we live on. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So we live on air?
Yes, uh-huh. This is Tony. I'm on
your
live.
Oh, we just doing a walk
and
talk.
Oh, my God. I got to be a little
bit. Yeah, down in Atlanta again. We're waiting for the people to come in for the premiere, but I can see some of them sitting around now. Looks like a whole bunch of authors with fancy gizmos in here.
Yes. I'm excited to meet you because we just recently had you on the show, so we got to make sure we connect at least face to face. So this is Miss Tony getting here live with author Omar Tyree. You know, you guys have heard him on our show before. He has a powerful word. So if you haven't checked him, make sure you check out our eye and look with Tyree up.
Okay. Yeah, All Access is the newest book. That's all about Atlanta, actually, with all the reality shows and how much people are trying to become famous down here. Everybody wants to be famous in Atlanta. They all come to Atlanta to be famous. So I wrote a book about that. How much access do you want to give up of your life when people can manipulate your, you know, life and, you know, turn it into crazy chaos? So that's the book I wrote, All Access, and I'm selling it here today. You buy one hardback, you get a softback for free. So we moving.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. You know, you always have a word to make people sit back and think. So we appreciate you for that.
Oh, thank you. You got it. Tell me what? My music? Okay, if you guys have SoundCloud, I'm getting into the music world. Omar Tyree has 4 hot summer hits at SoundCloud, Omar Tyree, if you know what SoundCloud is. I also have 4 songs on YouTube now, so now you can look up Omar Tyree, Probably Not, Omar Tyree, The Weeknd, Omar Tyree, Courage, Omar Tyree, Do Me Right, and then Omar Tyree, The Future. Those are the first 5 songs. And then Hot Beats for a Dollar. I got 5 songs, 6 songs. And so I'm getting into the music world because those guys get a whole lot more attention than PR than you do. I got to figure out a way to suck up some of that attention and then jump in these cell phones with the audio visual because that's what you got to do. Got to have audio visual. I also have a YouTube channel where I do Omar Tyree's Art and Hustle, where I do interviews and all that. Okay. On a radio show? All right. WRP Deep. You got it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Omar. We appreciate you for that. Thank you, Omar. Awesome, 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 y'all. He is so awesome. We've had him on the show. Now we have our next author, author of Dirty Circle, Quashawn Davis. He steps over into our little area.
Yes, he's going to be joining Miss Tony in just a minute.
Hey.
And I actually met him for the first time last weekend in Newark, New Jersey at Sports and Knowledge. Phenomenal, phenomenal person. So, hi, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. You know, I wasn't ready, and I know my ear was dirty. I have just ruined the show.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay,
no, you
cool.
Didn't.
Okay.
Just tell us.
When
tell
I get nervous,
us,
I get really waxy, that's all. How's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to have you here. You know, we're live on Let's Chat. So just tell our listening audience a little bit about you and your latest book.
Say that again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's so much better. Okay, that's better.
That's better? All right. So Just let us know your name. Can I listen to audience a little bit about you and your latest book?
Okay. I'm Quashawn Davis. My newest book, The Dirty Circle, is about the life of a very good detective who finds out that his wife is doing some things she shouldn't be doing. So he attempts to track down what's going on using his skills, and the path points him in the direction of his circle of friends.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So you guys, you know, we always like a little drama in what we read, and I think that he is going to be bringing it to us. The name of the book, once again, is Dirty Circle by author Quashawn Davis, and I can't wait to dive into that because that's just right up my alley. I love when I read out the book with some drama in it.
Yeah, that's a must-have. You know, we're live at this event. There's a lot of overdressed individuals, but we're having a good time.
I'm having a great time, and you're one of the reasons why I am having a great time, so thank you so much.
Now you got me blushing. All right. Well, yes, for all you listening out there, please come and get The Dirty Circle. It's a must read. It's worth having. And you can get me at Q-Man Books or on Facebook at author Quashawn Davis.
Thank you so much. You guys heard it right from there. That was phenomenal, Lisa. Yes, yes. We got one more. We got one more. We got Austin Silk.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? This is Tony. How you doing?
What's up, Tony? What's going on?
Nothing much. Introduce yourself.
That's right. I see y'all got y'all merch and everything, you know.
So I just want you to introduce yourself to our listeners. I'm not, you know, we got the music in the background, so it's a little hard, and we have to get a little bit far from each other so we can hear each other. But can you hear me good?
Right. Yeah, but I can hear you pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us who you are.
Swift, Arthur Swift. I'm down here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Author of the book series, Motivation Book Series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just standing down here to, rotate with the culture. See what's going on.
Well, you know, Arthur Swift, you know, I was waiting for this weekend to get to meet you in person. Do you remember talking to me on this chat with Mimi and Misha?
Yeah, of course I do, man. Yeah. Yeah, y'all something else. Where Mimi at?
Mimi should be rolling down here. I'm sure we don't know when. You know, she on any time.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to talk to y'all. Yeah.
Same here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Most certainly. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Yes, that was Arthur Swift. Yes, from Milwaukee's own Arthur Swift. Now we got Miss Dickerson off the Justin Q. Young. Just rolled over to our little section. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Justin, how you doing? This is Tony. Like you didn't know, I'm right 5 steps from you.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Put your mouth to the phone. Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me where to put my mouth? Let me find out.
Oh. Hey, you know, Tony. Hey, what's going on? I couldn't hear you.
Justin is a mess. I just want y'all to know, Justin T. Young is a mess. That's why he's the author of Digmatized.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Tell us your lady. You actually were just telling me you have a romance book out. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was in the process of writing or juggling 2-3 different titles on my laptop because I didn't want the awards to come by and not have a release. So out of the blue, I would say 2 weeks ago, I had this idea to drop the story that I dropped called Queen. So I released Queen last week, and it's about a young couple trying to find the balance in their life. You know, they both have strenuous careers, and they always find themselves like out of town and different places and stuff like that. So they always find a spot to make time for themselves. So, you know, when you're searching for that one person and you start to question, is she really the one? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what you do was really wrestling with. And what happens is inside the book, they run into a situation where just like life makes us question the people that's around us and stuff like that. So you know, sometimes you just got to take a chance, and that's what my character does. He just takes a chance.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much where you have art in the time of your life, you know. So you may be touching on so many different areas that can touch so many different people in different ways. So you never know who's reading your book, where they are in their life, where they are in their growth. So I'm sure you're going to be touching a whole plethora of people with this latest rock work from you. So I'm
excited to read it. I'm excited about this story because after I put the end on it, I was like, man, this got to be a full-length novel right here. It's just one of those stories that when you open up the pages, it jumps out. If any of the readers listening have read Digmatized, like if you like Digmatized, you definitely love Queen. It's not as erotica as Digmatized, but at the same time, it touches another chord, and that's the chord of what we all want. We all want that emotional commitment or that attachment with someone. So you'll definitely like Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. So I'm excited, you know. Justin has got me acting up in this place with the book bag and the mail panel. He's going to be having me act up. Lisa and Justin, man, they're going to turn this good girl Miss Tony into I don't know what.
The drinks ain't even started to flow yet. This is natural. This is natural high right here.
Thank you so much for joining us, Justin. We appreciate you.
My social media. You definitely want. I am at my limit on my friends list, so you can't friend request me no more. But you can go on my second page. I am the real Q. You can also catch me on Instagram first1_design just to follow all my art and just be in the life of Q.
All right, now, y'all heard it from Mr. Justin Q. Young. Go out there one quick. Anything with Justin Q's names on it, you will not be disappointed. I guarantee it.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Justin.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Q. Everybody loves Q. We have one more author.
Yeah.
You know we have one more author,
right?
We are live. We weren't going to be live tonight. But Tanika said, we're going to try to head on be live. So we said, okay, we'll try it out. We'll do what we got to do, make it happen. So we ran into some awesome authors tonight. There's so many more to get.
So many people. Let me see if I can grab some. You want me to grab someone that you can talk to, please?
Okay, hold on one second. We got to grab our next guest and have him on the show. And Lisa's going to talk to him.
Absolutely. Fabulous event. Make sure if you're in the Atlanta area, you're checking out all the events for this weekend for the AAMBC Awards. Tanika has really shook it up. Real good for us to speak in. She's laid out the red carpet for everyone. We got our next guest here.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, phenomenal, but I'm getting better. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can you introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Sure. My name is David Shands. I have a clothing brand called Sleep is for Suckers, and it's geared towards entrepreneurship and those that lose sleep doing what they love. I also wrote a book called Dreams Are Built Overnight. I'm going to teach people how to make the transition from their job to their dream.
Oh, what was your inspiration behind this book? Because it sounds like it's a heavy book. Where's the inspiration coming from?
I mean, the want to be more, you know, like, to come from a family of people who have not been successful. I come from a long line of failures, from my mom, my aunt, uncles, cousins, brothers. But like everybody in my family was a failure, and I'm thinking at some point we got to break this cycle. It's up to somebody to, put the family's legacy on their back, and I decided to do it. So we're doing some amazing things, man. So doing some amazing things.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, is this your first time at the AAMDC Awards?
It is. It is. My brother DJ Fidel asked me to come along with him. Well, he allowed me to come along with him, so I'm excited. It's dope to see all these black authors, like people who are really pursuing their dream. This is amazing. Like, we should bring all the kids from high schools to come see this, because I do a lot of high school classes and things of that nature. And what I found out is they never run into anybody who's actually pursuing their dream. Not even, like, forget getting their dream, but they've never even met anybody who had a dream and are actively pursuing it. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited.
Right. And, you know, in addition to that, once again, my name is Tony, and we are coming from you live at the AAMGC Book Fest this evening. And I just want to add to what you just said. A lot of kids, they won't pick up a book to read. You know, so it's awesome to have, oh, my God, I just got a hug from this beautiful woman. How you doing? I'm sorry, we got show is live, so that's my guest right there. I'm sorry. But I was just... Yeah, he's not just right there, but it's great to just have a child pick up a book and know that there are black authors that look just like them that can be successful, that can do something with their lives. So I love what you're doing, and I hope that we can have you on our show with a little bit of different background and just a little bit more comfort. So
right.
We appreciate you for spending a little time with us here at the awards. Once again, my name is Tony, and tell them who you are once again.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. Again, my name is David Shands. You can follow me on all social media outlets. Tweet is the number 4 sucker. Thanks for having me.
Okay, tell them the name of your book one more time.
Dreams Are Built Overnight. It's on Amazon, Nook. Anywhere you can find a book, it's there. So Dreams Are Built Overnight.
Yeah, so make sure you get out there and one click that book, or if you want to go to where. And a book or so, and look at this brother. He's trying to break a cycle, so I commend you for that. Salute.
Thank you, thank you. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Thanks again. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That was another great Yes. So we are ran into this fabulous lady right here. She was taking pictures. And she's going to grace my chat with her boy. It's Miss Honey Bee. Honey Bee is in the house.
Hey,
how are you?
All good. We are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Yes, I just got here not too long ago, but I've been here for a minute, passing out free books. That's what I'm doing. Hooking out with those free books, you know. Yeah, check out my latest show, Baby, You're the Best. So sometimes you have to tell a man what he want to hear, even if it is a damn lie. Anybody got time for all that? I go first, because I don't know if I'm allowed to all this. So I'm gonna mind my manners. I like that.
Well, honey,
I know I'm over here looking at the TV and everything. So just keep talking. What am I doing?
Hi, honey.
Can you? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I gotta stay over here.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. So, you're asking me something? Oh, let me stop driving. I'm just
stuck
there for 2 minutes, Mary. Oh, okay, I'm listening.
Okay, no problem. We are live here at the AAMDC Book Fest, and we have the fabulous. Tony, just tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
Oh, my God, why I couldn't hear that? Can you tell us about it?
Okay.
Oh, we good.
Tell us a little bit about your latest project. She's just getting her mic situated, guys. I'm just going to continue.
Okay, that might be better. I'm sorry, Keith.
Okay, that's okay. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on, pretty.
Tell you a little bit about what I have going on just in general or today?
And your book journey.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, my latest series is Baby, You're the Best. So I'm all in love with those characters. The Crystal Girls are hashtag hot mess. And, she got a younger guy. But, you know, still, it's not me. I promise you, it's not me. I like younger men, too. I like 30s. Her 20s. So she was way young. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. You know,
I'm not at all.
Serious, you know. But on a serious side, they have like four daughters. She didn't tell anybody who the baby daddy is. So these girls running around and they don't know who the baby daddies are. You know, that's just a head. That's wrong right there. But you know, she's going to get her life together. She's going to get her life together. But the good thing about this book is you never know who's lying and who's telling the truth. I know that's just, they're convincing, man. I'm telling you, they are convincing. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to reading it.
Oh, well, thank you. The sequel comes out shortly. It's called Just Can't Let Go. Because some people get in them relationships that they need to get out of, and they just can't seem to let go, even no matter how bad
right?
it is. So
it's so hard
yes,
to let go,
exactly.
Girl. It really is. No matter what it
yeah.
is, it's hard to let go.
It is.
But yes. thank you so much. We are so appreciate you stopping by, talking to our audience. You know, we are live coming in from the AMGC Book Bash, and we just had the beautiful Miss Honey Boo. Just from her name, you can tell she's sweet, right? Right, guys? You can tell she's sweet.
What? You're crazy. Okay. But no, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the interview. Seriously, this is your girl, Mary Honey Boo Borson, and I'm out. Peace.
Yes, I love her. Oh, the planet to another fabulous lady, the Sweet Grippy.
Oh, hey, oh my goodness, how you doing, sweetie?
Oh my goodness, it is like, it's so live in here, and I'm having a great time, and it's just wonderful to see all of my brothers and sisters in lit in here, like everyone is just showing love, the vibe, the energy is like awesome.
Yes, the vibe is phenomenal. It's that ambiance going. And just tell us a little bit about what you got going on lately.
I'm trying to hear. Uh oh, they got a mic check going on in here. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah, we got a mic check on. We just have a few more minutes.
Yeah.
I just want you.
This is awesome. I just want to say, when I walked into the room, I saw Alicia and Tony, and I said, oh, my goodness, I didn't have to know anybody else in here because it felt like family. They are so wonderful, so caring, so giving, and they just, like, warmed the whole room up. So I just want to give them props on that. I'm making my rounds around the room, networking and, you know, talking to everyone, but they are just so wonderful over here. Got a good team.
Thank you so much, baby. We appreciate you.
No problem. Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
That was a beautiful Miss Tika Green. So make sure you guys follow her. She has a phenomenal team of authors as well. So make sure you check her out. And our previous author, we had two authors before, is actually in her camp. His son, Davis, he is the author of Journey Circle. He's actually in Jesus Green Camp. So make sure you head on over there and check out whatever he has going on. You will not be disappointed. I thought they were just doing a mic check. I guess they're getting ready to get the panel started shortly, so I'm not sure how much longer we'll be able to be live. But while we are, we're going to bring it to you. And I hope that you guys are enjoying it as much as Misha and I. You know, so I was telling you earlier about the mayor. That is the mayor. I think he said Tennessee. I want to say Tennessee. He was an inmate. They sent him to prison for about 10, 12 years. He actually came back a brand new man and is now an author. He is the mayor. He actually is overseeing the same police department that put him in prison. He's now their boss. Isn't that phenomenal? And we also are going to have the news expert, the teacher, Ashley Jackson. She is an author of fitness coaches, one of the fitness champs. And she has some great, great books out. She has Changing the Norm, A Black Woman's Guide to Eating, Feeling, and Looking Her Best. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. So we want to make sure you get her on, as well as Franklin D. C. is the name of the mayor, the one from the inmate mayor. So make sure you want to drink that. And we also, in that same camp, have Corinthian Waters. Thank you for the camera for that. and it looks really, really good. So stay on. Sorry, so make sure you guys check that out. And I hope you guys can hear me because there's so much going on. This is over there networking with Mr. King. You know, we got to make these connections, so we got to be able to bring you guys some great shows. And hope you guys enjoy it. I know this tonight is a little bit exceptional. It's out of what we normally do. But, you know, we're just trying to bring that platform live. This is our first live on the road show with this chat. And Lisa and I are making some great connections. So you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. So just hang with us as we go along. And we'll be here as long as they'll be able to let us go live. So I may be getting a little hoarse. That's because I haven't stopped talking. We're not able to take our break like we do. We're not able to bring you the clips, but all of this is just live. It's all It's all on the couch. Ooh, we just got some gifts from honeybees.
Yeah, we got some books. We just got two honeybees, Morris and her new book. Her new book is Baby, You're the Greatest, and we have the part of the sequel, which, you know, Baby, You're the Greatest is also a whole sequel, a series. Mm-hmm. So we have I'd Rather Be With You, awesome cover, Miss Honeybee.
She is so sweet. I love when we get to see her when we come to the ATL.
Absolutely. So many authors in here. I wish we could just line them all up. And talk to every last one of them, one at a time.
Yes, that would be awesome. But Lisa, it is so great to be in the company of so many established authors, publishers, business experts, just all across the board, all different genres. It's just awesome to be in the mix of what they're doing and their journey. And you can feel the energy, Lisa. You can feel it.
Yes. We have authors from everywhere. They're here. They have their books on deck. Some people are selling books. Some people are just giving books away. So if you are in the Atlanta area, make sure you come on down today to check out these different events. You got some authors that are just giving away books. And I don't mean little. I mean some paperbacks.
Mm-hmm. Real books. And if you're lucky, you can even get them signed while you're here. So if you're in there, I think you're located at 45 Bennett here in Atlanta, Georgia. So head on over here and join this phenomenal audience of just great energy.
Yes, definitely. I hope everybody can hear us. It's really loud in here, but it's awesome experience. The event is getting ready to start shortly. They're going to have the all-male panel. Make sure y'all check our pages out. We're going to be Skyping, or we're going to be doing Facebook Live for the author's panel. So make sure you guys are checking our pages. We're going to still be out live. We're going to be on Periscope. We're going to be doing it really big. We appreciate everybody that tunes into the show on a regular basis. We thank you guys for all of your support. We thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. So this is live, so we just wanted to make sure you guys got to hear it, Lisa and I. You know, like I said earlier, this is our first live show, the first of many, so just bear with us. We wasn't actually going to be coming on tonight, but like I said a little bit earlier, Tamika asked us to go live, so all of our equipment is back in our hotel room, so we have another guest coming on shortly, I do believe.
We got two fabulous authors of Shoe Fetish. The authors of Shoe Fetish, Darren Bennett and Patrice Moore, they are about to grace us with their literary presence. We are so excited.
Hello, I'm Sharon Bennett. Dean Moore. With our unacceptable relationship with men, and what they begin to do is equate the style of shoes to the type of men in their relationship world. Hey, ladies, have you ever bought a pair of shoes and thought, I just gotta have that pair of shoes, and if it don't fit, that's all right. I'm gonna make it stretch. I'm gonna make it fit, and we treat our men the same way.
Yes,
We find a man we know that is not the right fit, and we try to stretch that to out. We try to make it conform, and at the end, looking like closet, we have shoeboxes at a graveyard for failed relationships. And that's what our book is all about. We're drawing analogies between how we choose our men and how we live our lives and where the shoes come in to help us through it all. Because if all else fails, let's go shoe shopping.
Girl, I love that phenomenon. That is so true. Over to Amazon. If you are not in the Atlanta area, you can't make it to the Book Bash. Make sure you head over to Amazon. Check out Book 10, check out Book 1 and 2, Sharon Bennett and Patrice Moore.
And I love the phenomenon she gave, the way if the shoe don't fit, you know, you buy that shoe, like she said, and hope it fits, but same thing with a man. You got to, if it don't fit, you just got to go and find one that does. That's right. You got that right. I love that, Lee.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that. I like that attitude. You're talking that talk, but that is true. You got to make your man about your shoes and your shoes about the man. When all that fails, at least you know your feet going to be looking good.
Girl, when your feet hurt, all you want to do is take them off and go on the
body. I know. I love it, love it, love it. Make sure y'all head over to Amazon and get that hot read.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm not sure how long Leisha and I are going to be able to continue to come to you live. I know they're trying to start the show, but we're going to do it as much as we can, and we hope you guys are enjoying us as much as we are.
Yes, we have such a good time at the AAMC Awards. We're at the Book Bash in Atlanta. They're getting ready to set up for the all-male panel.
Absolutely. So, like I said, I know they were doing a mic check a little bit ago, so we're not sure if you guys heard that, but it's live up in here. Like I said, that's a little bit ago. The energy is just flowing, though. The people are just mingling.
Yes.
A whole literally reader's dream to be among them.
I just ran into the fabulous lady. She in here looking fierce. She's serving them up in here. Hold on.
Hello.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you enjoying the AAMDC Book Bash so far?
I am. It's beautiful. I really like it. I'm just waiting. I'm wandering around now to see all who's here and try to enjoy every little bit of it that I possibly can.
Absolutely.
Good job of putting this out. This is nice.
Yes, just introduce yourself to our audience.
I didn't hear you.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Jay Wolf. I'm Black Fox Publishing. And so I just came down, this is my first time attending, came down and checked out things. I've heard such good things about it. And like I said, I'm really impressed, very impressed.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining, Leisha and I.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
Yes,
hey,
we got Miss Papaya and Miss Rita. They in the building.
Yes.
If you guys are ever in the D.C. area, make sure y'all check out their book event. They put it on every year.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Hey, sugar. I thought I was going to see you.
This is Tony. You're live on our show tonight. We're live on this chat, but
this is yourself? Oh, yes.
It's a little bit hard to hear because we have so many people in the area and the music is going, so it might be a little hard for her to hear us.
Yeah, but how are you?
doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes.
Okay. Are you trying to anything this weekend?
Say that one more time.
I said, are you coming to any of the events this weekend?
I'm right here. Look up, look up. Yes, yes. And the office is paying. They just wrote the email. The office is paying. I had a little better. Y'all are going down. It's so loud in here. I can barely hear.
Yes.
Red Carpet.